সো জয়পুরের গলতা গ্রামে শ্রী গোবিন্দ দেবের মন্দিরে শ্রী রামানুজ সম্প্রদায়ের আচার্যগণ গৌড়ীয় বৈষ্ণবের প্রতিপক্ষে এক বিপুল সংগ্রাম আরম্ভ করেন। ইন দ্য ভিলেজ অফ গলতা অ্যাট জয়পুর অ্যাট দ্য টেম্পল অফ শ্রী গোবিন্দ দেব দ্য আচার্যস অফ শ্রী রামানুজ সম্প্রদায় হ্যাড ক্রিয়েটেড এ গ্রেট disturbance, had initiated a great war, quarrel against the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sei kale Jaipur Raj, Shri Vrindavane Pradhan Gaudiya Vaishnav Acharya Dikke, Shri Rup Goswamir Anugata Janiya, Shri Ramanujiya Ganer Sahit, Bichar Koribar Janna Akwan Karen. At that time, the King of Jaipur invited Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya, the presiding Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas at Sri Vrindavan, knowing them to be followers of Sri Rupa Goswami, in order to discuss with the Ramanujiyas, 1628 Shakabdai, Srila Chakravarti Thakurer Ati Vruddha Boyase, E Ghatana Sanghatita Hoai, তাহারই পরামর্শক্রমে তাহার ছাত্র প্রতিম গৌড়ীয় বৈষ্ণব বেদান্তাচার্য পণ্ডিত কুল মুকুট মহামহা উপাধ্যায় শ্রীপাদ বলদেব বিদ্যাভূষণ ও তাহার ছাত্র শ্রীল চক্রবর্তী ঠাকুরের শিষ্য শ্রীকৃষ্ণদেব জয়পুরের বিচার সভায় গমন করেন। সো ইন 1628 শকাব্দ Now the Shakabda, how do you convert from Shakabda to AD? It is there on Google, there's some way of converting it. When Sri Chakravarti Thakur was extremely old, this event occurred when he was extremely old. So therefore, under his deliberation, his representative student, Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta Acharya, the crown jewel of all the scholars, the great teacher of the great teachers, Sripad Baladev Vidyabhushan, and his student, the disciple of Sri Chakravarti Thakur, Sri Krishnadev, went to discuss in that Jaipur assembly. Jati Goswami Gan, Apna Diger Sri মধ্য সম্প্রদায় আনুগত্য বিস্মৃত হইয়াছিলেন। দ্য জাতি গোস্বামীজ হ্যাড ফরগটন দ্যার দেম বিং ফলোয়ার্স অফ শ্রী মধ্য সম্প্রদায়। সাম্প্রদায়িক পরিণয়ে বিস্মৃত হইয়া বৈষ্ণব বেদান্তে অনাদর করায় যে বিপত্তি ঘটিয়াছিল তাহার নিরাকরণ জন্যেই শ্রীপাদ বলদেব বিদ্যাভূষণ মহোদয় গৌড়ীয় বৈষ্ণব সম্প্রদায় মতে একখানি স্বতন্ত্র ব্রহ্মসূত্র ভাষ্য রচনা করিতে বাধ্য হন এবং এই গৌড়ীয় বৈষ্ণব সম্প্রদায়ের পারম্পর্য অনভিজ্ঞতা নিরাকরণ কার্যে শীল চক্রবর্তী ঠাকুরের বৈষ্ণব ধর্ম প্রচারের দ্বিতীয় নিদর্শন। হ্যাভিং ফরগটন দেয়ার কানেকশন উইথ দ্য সম্প্রদায়
Connection.
The Gaudiya Vaishnava line's connection with the Madhva Sampradaya. Having disrespected Vaishnava Vedanta had led to a great disaster. In order to undo this, Sripad Baladeva Vidyabhushan Mahodaya, he produced an independent Brahma Sutra Bhashya in accordance with the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He became obliged to do this. And in order to undo the lack of knowledge of their parampara for the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Sri Chakravarti Thakur had arranged for propaganda of Vaishnava Dharma. This is his second contribution. You see, his first contribution, that Rupa Kaviraj, all that. first contribution was undoing what Rupaka Viraj had done.
Was Rupa committed?
It comes earlier. Okay. Himalata Thakurani is rejected disciple. So this was his second contribution, that he had arranged for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas to reconnect with Madhva Sampradaya. Visheshata Ashaukra Brahmana Kulodbhava Vaishnava Acharya Kartrik Sangskar Vishaye Anumodaner Ihai Jajallaman Drishtanta. Specifically, this is a brilliant illustration of his approval of purification by Vaishnava Acharyas who had not taken birth in seminal Brahmin family. No.
Vishwa
Chakravarti himself was from Brahmin. Shri Chakravarti Thakur Nana Grantha Likhya Chen. Shri Chakravarti Thakur has written many books. Tahar Rachita Granthir Talika Amra Jaha Prapta Hoya Chi Tahai Ekhane Likilam. We are presenting here, we are writing here a list of writings, a list of his writings as we have received from him, as we have received. 1. Brajariti Chintamani. 2.
Chintamani.
No, it's a mistake. Brajariti Chintamani. 2. Sri Chamatkar Chandrika. 3. Prema Samputam Khandakapam. This is a minor poem.
What is that subject for that?
It's a discussion between Radharani and Krishna. A very interesting pastimes.
And Chamatkar Chandrika?
These are four very astonishing pastimes. These are all pastimes which Vishnu Chakra just saw in Samadhi and wrote it down. Very, very interesting, small little incidents.
Then you have Brajariti Chintamani.
Brajariti Chintamani speaks about the special, unique qualities of the residents of Vrindavan, in Vrindavan pastimes. Gita Bali. I think this appears in Savamrita Lahari. I think so. I may be wrong. No. Gitavali appears to be Kshanada Gita Chintamani. Maybe. Subodhini, Alankar Kaustubha Tika. This commentary on Alankar Kaustubha of Kavi Karnapur.
Alankar Kaustubha is what?
It is a book on literary ornamentation. Gopi Prandhan Ru was teaching this at one point. I had attended one class. Ananda Chandrika, Ujjala Neelamani Tika. It's a commentary on Ujjala Neelamani. Sri Gopal Tapani Tika. It's commentary on Gopal Tapani. Stavamrita Lahari Dhrita. There are more compositions which appear within Stavamrita Lahari. Sri Guru Tattva Ashtakam. This is the same as our Guru Ashtakam. Mantra
Dhat. What is this Ashtakam or some more are there?
So many, see, each one is an ashtakam. You'll see that. Mantra Dhatri.
Okay. Okay.
Mantra Dhatri Guror Ashtakam. 8 verses on his Diksha Guru. Parama Guror Ashtakam. 8 verses on his Guru's Guru. Parat Para Guror Ashtakam. 8 verses on his Guru. Parama Parat Para Guror Ashtakam. 8 verses on his Guru. Lokanath Ashtakam. 8 verses on his Guru, Lokanath Goswami.
Okay, so this mantra
that he
was, who was this mantra?
Radha Ramachandra. We saw that. Yeah.
Parama Guru?
Krishna
Charan. Krishna
Charan.
Ganga Narayan Chakravarti.
Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. Was disciple of Narottam
Dasta. Narottam Dasta.
Okay.
Shachi Nandana Ashtakam. This is in, 8 verses on Lord Chaitanya. Then Swarupa Charitamritam. Very interesting. This is all Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling Swarupa Damodar Goswami. Swapna Vilasamritam, this is something that Radharani sees Lord Gauranga in her dream, and she describes that. Shri Gopala Dev Ashtakam, it's on the deity Gopala Dev. Madana Gopala Ashtakam, on the deity Madana Gopal. Govinda Ashtakam, on the deity Govinda. Gopinath Ashtakam, on the deity Gopinath. Gokulananda Ashtakam, it's on the deity Gokulananda. This Gokulananda is Radha Gokulananda. Swayam Bhagavad Ashtakam. 8 verses on Krishna being Swayam Bhagavan. Radhakunda Ashtakam, 8 verses on Radhakunda. Jagan Mohana Ashtakam, on Jagan Mohana. Anuragavalli. Anuragavalli is very nice. He says, may I get millions of ears, millions of eyes, millions of hands. Like that he says. Very interesting, nice, beautiful praise. Vrindadevi Ashtakam, this is the famous Vrindadevi prayers. That is this. Shri Radhika Dhyanamritam, meditation on Srimati Radharani. Shri Rupa Chintamani. This is a description of the beauty of Shri Shri Radha Krishna, beginning with their lotus feet. Parallelly it goes. First Krishna's lotus feet, the signs on Krishna's lotus feet, then the signs on Radharani's lotus feet. Then another feature of Krishna, the same feature. Shri Nandishwara Ashtakam. This is 8 verses on Nandishwara. Shri Vrindavan Ashtakam.
Nandishwara means not Shiva.
Shri Vrindavan Ashtakam. 8 verses on Vrindavan. Shri Govardhana Ashtakam. Then Shri Sankalpa Kalpadrumaha.
Govardhana Ashtakam is not part of that Nijan Nikat Nivasa.
There are many Govardhana Ashtakams. This is his.
You have seen that?
Which one? This one? Yeah, when I used to be a false Rasika, I used to study this repeatedly.
But it's there in the folio or something.
Acharya Vishnu Chakravarti. It's printed, not in the folio. But these are all extremely extremely nice prayers actually.
But
for all of us.
Know about Nijan Nikat Nivasa,
no, but I think Govardhana has been glorified by Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and many others. Stavamrita Lahari is known amongst them. Yeah, these are all part of Stavamrita Lahari. Shri Sankalpa Kalpadruma. Shri Nikunja Virudhavali. So Virudhavali. Virudhavali is a very difficult type of poem. Surata Kathamritam. Surata Kathamritam. Arya Shatakam. Shri Shyamakunda Ashtakam. This is Krishna Kunda. Shri Krishna Bhavanamritam Mahakavyam.
What is this?
This is a description of the eightfold pastimes of Radha Krishna.
Yesterday is so Hari Pashachu uploaded.
Who?
One devotee is there.
Where?
In
no, these things should not be.
Today 40.
Unless we are sufficiently pure, it will. Prabhupada also refers to this in Krishna book, Krishna Bhavanamrita. That is this book. But if we are not pure, then we'll think, what is this, you know, some erotic
what
book,
he uploaded, you know,
and we'll completely fall down.
What he uploaded today? He uploaded Lati Manjari, and then he said, this is a Kam Shastra.
Chee.
And then he said, I'm just saying, download on the water, whatever you want. So he uploaded that.
No, but what is uploading the lowest of the low and uploading the highest of the high? Complete craziness.
Everything is there, it is here.
Where?
No. Somewhere on the internet, there are ways to get on.
He is from Bombay,
This is exactly the type of things we should never do. We don't want these kind of scholars. We should know what they are doing. Krishna Bhavanamrita was a very important book for those who are sufficiently pure.
All bhaktas.
Not, no. Those who have crossed anartha nivritti and who are blessed with that greed. Those who don't have that greed and instead have Maya greed, you know, it is poison for them. It appears to me, yesterday only I was thinking, why he did, because this was the first book he wrote. So it always struck me, why did he write this first? So it must have been a lot of Sahajiyas at that time. To capture their attention, he must have started with that. And one of the last books he wrote was his Bhagavad Gita commentary. So it looks like he was moving the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava.
He started with Radharani. Now he is writing Who Am I?
Maya.
So it could be that. Because you see, next to it was Baladeva Vidyabhushan, who was studying under him. And all of his writings are more tattvic. I mean, both of them have tattva and rasa. But it looks like first Vishnu Chakravarti started with more rasa and gradually ended with more tattva. And then Baladeva Vidyabhushan caught that spirit on and continued it. Shri Bhagavatamrita Kana, this is that. The summary of Raghu Bhagavatamrita. Shri Ujjwala Neelamani Kiranaleshaha. This is a ray from Ujjwala Neelamani. which is a summary of Ujjala Nilamani. Shri Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu Binduhu, a drop from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. Raghavartma Chandrika. This is a fine analysis. It's only a collection of two essays on the pathway of Raganuga Bhakti. Aishwarja Kadambini. This is Dushprapa. This is not found. He mentions in Madhurya Kadambini, he has written a book called Aishwarya Kadambini on the subject matter of Dvaita Advaita. Dvaita Advaita Vada Vivada, he says.
He also wrote a book,
Acharya Baladeva Vidyabhushan has also written another book called Aishwarya Kadambini. That describes the Aishwarya of Radha Krishna. And he says towards the end of that book, he says, there are some devotees who extremely miss the description of the Aishwarya of Radha Krishna. So for that sake, I've written this book. Because according to our Acharyas, Krishna Swayam Bhagavan has more Aishwarya than Narayan actually. But there is even more Madhurya than that Aishwarya. So one doesn't perceive it so distinctly. But to prove that, he has brought it out. Small book only this is. Madhurya Kadambini. This is a detailed description from Shraddha to Prema. Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu Tika.
Bhaktisara Prada. Are they different?
Yeah, very different. This is a complete commentary on Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu.
And the previous one?
It's only a small essay summarizing it.
Okay, this is his summary just like this.
Yeah, he wrote Bhagavatamrita Kana, Ujjala Neela Mani Kirana and Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu Bindu for those who don't know Sanskrit grammar.
Okay.
These are three essays in Sanskrit, but they're not very complicated. Sri Ujjala Neela Mani Tika, Dhanakeli Kaumudi Tika, Shri Lalita Madhava Nataka Tika, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Tika.
He
wrote a commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course.
Available?
Asampurna. Not available. It's incomplete. Looks like we don't know where it is. Brahma Samhita Tika. This also we don't know where it is.
Why did he write in Sanskrit?
You have to write in Sanskrit. What? What is the meaning?
The book is in Bengali.
Which book?
Chaitanya
Charitamrita. No, it's not like that. Why, he wrote a Sanskrit commentary on Prema Bhakti Chandrika also. Sanskrit. It's not strange. There are others also, like there was one Ranga Ramanuja in the Ramanuja line. He has written a Sanskrit commentary on Divya Prabandham. Divya Prabandham is an ancient Tamil. But he has given a Sanskrit commentary on it. For those who unfortunately don't know the language, what to do? They only know Sanskrit. Srimad Bhagavad Gita Sararth Varshini Tika. Srimad Bhagavatar Sararth Darshini Tika.
What he wrote first, Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad Gita?
First Bhagavatam, of course.
So among all of these, apparently we have all this, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam.
No? What? No, all of them are available. Most of them are available.
For our channel, they read them.
Overall? Who's this devotee?
No? Yeah. He's from Coimbatore.
Seriously, Chance?
Yeah, yeah. He's a serious type. He lives here.
What is
he's doing? Now part of. He's soon going to join archives.
What is he doing on this
road? Part of some Gada building go down or something. Okay, Bhashyakarer Vivaran. This is also written by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasi Raghavan.
Which one is this?
This is Vidvadranjan.
Avataranika, you read?
Where did you get Avataranika?
After the previous book, Rasikranjan.
Avataranika we completed. Rasikranjan introduction we finished.
Okay, this before after reading Avataranika
you went there. Yeah. I just didn't want to miss it. A description of the commentator. Gita Shastrer Anek Guli Bhashya Ache. There are several commentaries on the scripture Gita. Bharatiya Pradhan Acharjagan Sakalai Shruti Bhashya Vedanta Sutra Bhashya O Gita Bhashya Rachana Karen. The great Acharyas of India, all of the great Acharyas of India have composed a commentary on Shruti, a commentary on Vedanta Sutra and a commentary on Gita. Chari Sampradayer Vaishnav Acharjagan Ei Sakal Granther Bhashya Rachana Koriyachen. The Vaishnava Acharyas of the four Sampradayas have composed commentaries on all of these texts. Shri Gaudiya Jana Upasya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Deber, Bhakta Sampradaya, Jadiyo Srimat Ananda Tirtham Madhva Munir Sampradayik Adhastan Parichaye Parichito. Tathapi, Gaudiya Jana Upasya, Shri Chaitanya Deber Ashrita Kul, Gaur Parshad Anumodita Bhashya Adhikatar Priti Lav Karen. Bhashye Adhikatar Priti Lav Karen. Even though the Bhakta Sampradaya of Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dev, who is the worshipable object of Shri Gaudiyas, even though they identify themselves as followers of the Sampradaya descending from Srimad Ananda Tirtham Madhva Muni, nevertheless, they attain greater happiness from commentaries that are authorized by associates of Lord Gauranga, who have taken shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the object of worship of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan, Sri Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj, he is saying that even though they identify themselves as descendants of Madhvacharya, still they find greater happiness in the commentaries composed by commentaries which are authorized by associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The same Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya.
But he says, even though they call themselves.
Shri Baladev Vidyabhushan, Shri Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaje, Shri Govinda Das Name Prasiddha Chilen. Shri Baladev Vidyabhushan was famous within the Gaudiya Vaishnava Society under the name Shri Govinda Das. Tini Gaudiya Ganer Vedanta Acharya. He is the Vedanta Acharya for the Gaudiyas. Tahar Vedanta Nyay Anumodita Shri Madhu Anugatta Ottulaniya. His
reasoning.
No. Anugatya. How do you translate Anugatya in English?
Submission.
His method of following, his followership, I don't know how to translate. There are no words in English for it. In Sanskrit we can make words like that. His following of Sri Madhva as authorized by the Vedanta Sutra is unparalleled.
What do you mean as authorized by Vedanta Sutra? What does it mean?
Within the boundaries of Vedanta Sutra, that's what it means.
Following the
boundaries of Vedanta. See, Gopi Brahman Prabhu said, even though Baladeva Vidyabhushan is following Madhvacharya, he is very careful, he never steps outside of the boundary of Sri Jiva Goswami's teachings. He carefully stays within Jiva Goswami's teachings. At the same time, he follows Madhvacharya. And the extent to which he is following Madhvacharya is unrivaled. That's a fact. Others may also quote Madhvacharya, but the amount to which he follows Madhvacharya is unparalleled.
Others may quote means like?
They quote from Madhvacharya's Brahma Sutra Bhashya here and there, Jiva Goswami quotes here, Vishnu Chakravarti quotes there, and that's all. Here and there they will quote. But Baladev Vidyabhushan, he follows Madhva to a great extent. But he does it very carefully. He manages to stay within the boundaries of.
And what is explained? What is his phrase for that?
He is saying that Vedanta Nyaya. Vedanta Nyaya means Vedanta Sutra. Anumodita. Shri Madhva Anagatya. His following Shri Madhva as authorized by Vedanta Sutra is unrivaled. Gauda Desher Upakante Utkal Deshe Baleshar Upavibhager Antargata Remunar Nikat Ekti Pollite Bhashyakare Janma Hoy. The commentator was born in a village near Remuna, which is under Baleshwar subdivision of Utkal Desh, which is near Gauda Desh.
So here is called Jiva Goswami is called Siddhanta Acharya. And Tattva Acharya, who is called Tattva Acharya?
I don't know, he must be Tattva Acharya.
Okay.
What is the difference between Siddhartha and Tattva?
Sometimes Sanatana Goswami is said to be there is one place where Bhaktivinoda Thakur says something like this.
Rupa Goswami is Rasa Acharya.
That is clear from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Acknowledged authority on Rasa. Bhashakar Shaukra Vaishya Kula Udbhuta Krishi Jeevi Khandayit Jatir Madhe Prathame Bhaskar Alok Sandarshan Karen. The commentator, first of all, literally this is what it means. He first of all saw sunlight within the Khandayat community of agriculturists having taken birth in a seminal Vaishya family. Pore Daikshya Savitri, what is it? Savitriya Kule Grihita Hoya Sat Achar Sampanna Vaishnava Brahman Boliya Prasiddhi Labh Karen. Later on, he had attained fame as a Vaishnava Brahmana endowed with Sadachar, having been accepted in how are you supposed to try Daikshya Savitriya Kule?
This what is mean Daikshya?
He was accepted into the family of
Daksha.
No, Brahman initiated Brahmanas. It simply means that he later on took Savitri Diksha. Savitri Diksha means Gayatri Diksha. Bhashyakar Virakta Shiromani Sri Pitambar Daser Nikat Bhakti Shastra Adhyayane Naipunna Labh Karen. The commentator attained expertise in studying Bhakti Shastras from the crest jewel of renunciance Sri Pitambar Das. Pore Sri Radha Damodar Das Namak Ekjan Kannakubja Vasi Shaukra Bipra Kulodbhuta Dikshita Vaishnavir Nikat Kripa Labh Karen. Then he attained the mercy of Sri Radha Damodar Das, who was a resident of Kanyakubja.
And Kripa means initiation.
He was an initiated devotee who had taken birth in a seminal Vipra family. So he had attained mercy from him. Now we understand from Baladeva Vidyabhushan's own writings that he is his mantra guru. Sri Radha Damodar Vedanta Syamantaker Lekhak Evang Sri Rasikanda Murari Pautra Evang Sebak Sri Nayanananda Dev Goswamir Shishya Chilen. Sri Radha Damodar was the disciple of Sri Nayan Ananda Dev Goswami, who was a servant and grandson of Sri Rasikananda Murari. And he was, Sri Radha Damodar was the author of Vedanta Syamantaka. Rasikananda Murari Bhashakarir Pancharatrik Guru Param Parje Chaturtha Purva Purush. Rasikananda Murari, by consideration of Pancharatra, was the fourth predecessor of
spiritual
master. Meaning by mantra initiation, he was the fourth predecessor of the commentator. So if you consider the Pancharatri Guru Parampara, he was the fourth in that. Sri Rasikananda Murari, Sri Shyamananda Shishya. Sri Rasikananda Murari was the disciple of Sri Shyamananda. Sri Shyamanandir Guru, Sri Hriday Chaitanya, Sri Nityananda Shishya, Gauridas Panditair Shishya. Sri Shyamananda's spiritual master, Sri Hriday Chaitanya, was the disciple of Gauridas Pandit, who was a disciple of Sri Nityananda. Abar and Sri Shyamananda Parvartikale, Sri Jeev Goswami Kripa Lab Karen. And apart from this, Sri Shyamananda later on attained the mercy of Sri Jeev Goswami. It is said that Jeev Goswami never initiated any disciples. Sri Jeev Goswami Guru Paramparje, Sri Rupa Tadiya Guru, Sri Sanatana. In the Guru Parampara of Sri Jeev Goswami, Sri Rupa was his guru, and his guru was Sri Sanatan. Sri Sanatan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, they were Sahachar. Sri Sanatan was the associate and assistant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Deva.
Mahaprabhu initiated Rupa Sanatan?
He changed their names and Prabhupada considers that to be the initiation. Bhashyakar J. Ekmatra Gitar Bhashya.
They say Rupa Goswami is the leader, right? What is the this thing behind that? What is the reason? I mean, Sanatan Goswami is considered the spiritual master of Rupa Goswami.
Because Rupa Goswami always says Sanatan Goswami is my spiritual master.
No, but we still consider Rupa Goswami as the leader, right? What is the
Rupanuga?
Yeah, we consider ourselves to be Rupanugas. Why? Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale, that is why.
But the spiritual master is not Chaitanya Manobhishtam? Sanatana Goswami.
No.
We are Rupanuga and he is Sanatana
Goswami. I thought that, I mean, that's there. But there should be some reason though.
No, but he is the one who explained systematically the science of bhakti. Systematically. Sanatana Goswami presented everything, but Rupa Goswami had explained it systematically. Rupa Goswami is deriving quotes from Sanatana Goswami. It's not that like Laghu Bhagavatamrita is both a summary and a defense of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, the items are most, he clearly mentions Haribhakti Vilas by name. And he says there all the details are there, here only certain portions are taken from that.
Because it says Nana Shastra, which all the Goswami is supposed to be like that, right?
No, that is the common characteristics of all of them, but that doesn't mean that all of them are the same. They all engaged in certain common activities. But Rupa Goswami is, even Sanatana Goswami is glorifying Rupa Goswami every now and then. So even though officially he is a spiritual master of Rupa Goswami, in reality he also is following Rupa Goswami.
He has presented it systematically, that's what it is.
From what I could see, he had specifically blessed him to present Rasa. Yes. Bhakti Rasa. He had taught Sanatana Goswami Tattva. He taught him many things, but specifically he had empowered him to present Bhakti Rasa. And he did it in different ways. He wrote two dramas. He wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he wrote Ujjwala Nilamani. Many things. See, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also wrote a commentary on all of Rupa Goswami's writings except Laghu Bhagavatamrita and Stavamala, and Baladeva Devotion wrote commentary on these two. They all covered Rupa Goswami's books. They did not comment on Sanatana Goswami's books. You understand?
He wrote Laghu Bhagavatamrita.
Who? Laghu what? Bhagavatamrita Kana?
Yeah.
It's a summary of Laghu Bhagavatamrita.
By
Vishwanath Chakravarti wrote an essay summarizing Laghu Bhagavatamrita.
But Laghu Bhagavatamrita is written by
Rupa Goswami. Laghu Bhagavatamrita Kana, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Ujjala Neelamani Kirana. All Rupa Goswami.
So nothing of Sanatana Goswami?
No. Sanatana Goswami wrote four famous books. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Haribhakti Vilas, Krishna Leelastava, Dashama Tippani, 10th canto commentary.
10th canto.
So none of the Acharyas have commented on that.
He instructed Jiva Goswami Prabhu to abridge his 10th canto commentary. So then he produced an abridgment, a summary study more or less. Because Jiva Goswami added some things and to make it more intelligible. And that is called Laghu Vaishnava Toshani.
What is Vaishnava Toshani by
whom? That is the same as Dashama Tippani.
It is called
Vishnu Chakravarti. But it is Rupa Goswami's books which Vishwanath Chakravarti commented on. He also commented on one of the dramas of Rupa Goswami. So we recognize ourselves to be followers of Rupa Goswami and the others to be adding on to that.
Okay.
adding on this, talking the same thing.
Clarifying from various other points of view. Like Raghanuga Bhakti is very, very thoroughly presented in the form of Gopakumar, the history of Gopakumar. But he has systematically described what is Raghanuga Bhakti. Of course, Jiva Goswami always says, I am a follower of Rupa and Sanatana. Repeatedly says it. Tau santoshayata shila rupa sanatana. Repeatedly says. And also Baladeva Devushan also says. Tattvam tattva viduttamo shititale yau darshayam chakratu. Rupa sanatana, both.
We say we are followers of Rupa Raghunath. What is that?
No, that Raghunath is ideal disciple of Rupa Goswami. Raghunath is the one who says, he identifies himself as a follower of Rupa Goswami. That's where we get the idea of Rupanuga.
Raghunath Das Goswami. Not because, both of the ideal associates, no? Rupa Goswami and Sanatana.
Yes.
Raghunath Das Goswami got initiation from
Rupa Goswami? No. Initiation? His initiating spiritual master was...
Sarvadamudra?
No. Yadunam.
Acharya, that is,
yeah. Yadunandan Acharya, what is his name?
I think something like that.
He was a family priest.
Family priest. So at that time that was considered Diksha, if he is family priest, he was a Vaishnava.
Looks like. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave Govardhan Shila and all that.
Okay. Mahaprabhu put him under Sarvadamudra.
Sarvadamudra. Raghu of Sri Swarup. But he is considered the ideal follower of Rupa Goswami.
I think it's like we have to call Prabhupada and Prabhupada is not Pandora Chandra. But also like Bhakti Vidhanta the parampara is there. But Prabhupada is our Pandora Chandra.
Within our group, yeah. Within our branch.
Yeah, within our branch.
Within our branch. We are followers of Prabhupada.
But also we are Bhakti followers.
Saraswatas.
Yeah, also we are Bhakti followers.
No, but Prabhupada in the letter of instruction introduction says, Sri Rupa Goswami is the leader of all the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
So when you say follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami is recognized as the leader.
Yes. Rupa Goswami is the leader. That's why Kaviraj Goswami says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. At the end of almost every chapter he says this. At one time Prabhupada said, from Rupa to Raghunath. So in that way he is covering all the six Goswamis.
Raghunath is not the youngest
though. No, the youngest was
Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami or Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the two.
So when you say from Rupa Goswami to
Raghunath, he is just exhaustive, he is accepting all of them. Whereas in Srinivas Acharya's prayer, Vande Rupa Sanatana, that is one pair. Raghu Yugav, the two Raghus, that's another pair. Sri Jiva Gopala Kau, that's another pair. And most probably this is how their manifest ages must have been. Rupa Sanatan were eldest. Raghunath Bhatta and Raghunath Das.
Or is it the name Raghu Yugav?
No. Then Jiva and Gopal Bhatta were small. Gopal Bhatta was a small boy when Lord Chaitanya saw him in South India. Jiva Goswami, some say he saw him, some say he didn't see him. I don't know what the acharyas have said.
Yeah,
he was definitely a small boy when he met Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu at that time was here in Navadvip Mandal while Lord Chaitanya was in Puri.
Yes.
And Rupa Sanatan were already in Vraj by that time.
I was reading Brahma Samhita the other day by Chaitanya Bhatta. Bhakti Vilas Chittamala wrote a preface of that. There he says that when Rupa Sanatan came, Mahaprabhu and Ram killed, Rupa Sanatan met him, that time Jiva Goswami was there and he saw him. There I
am, there. Okay, then it must have...
Prabhupada also just says that, isn't it?
That he saw him as a small child?
Yeah, small child,
I think he says,
Lord Chaitanya. Somebody
says
that Jiva Goswami saw Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu?
I don't remember, I think I
Anupama.
Saw... In Navadvip Mandal, does it come?
No,
he may say that, but where is he getting it from?
Who's that?
Bhakti Vilas Chittamala.
But I think he is getting it from Navadvipa Mahatmya. It will be good to check. He had massaged the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah.
It might have come in Navadvipa Mahatmya. I'll check it.
Navadvipa
Mahatmya? When he comes to meet Nityananda
Prabhu. Yeah, Nitya Mahatmya was there in Puri.
No, but he might have mentioned that I had seen Lord Chaitanya. I don't know. I don't remember. Might be there. It'd be good to check. Bhashyakar je ekmatra Gitar bhashya likhya chen erup na hai. It is not that the commentator only wrote a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. 1686? Shakabde, Shri Rupa Goswami Sankalita Stavavali Tika Pranayan Korean. He also composed a commentary on Stavavali of Shri Rupa Goswami. Bhashyakar Brahma Sutra Govinda Bhashya Namak Bhashya Likhya Sudhi Mandalir Nikat Param Adharir Bastu Haiya Chen. By composing a commentary on Brahma Sutra named Govinda Bhashya, he has become the object of great respect for the intelligent class. I think it'll come here.
No, in that book we read Bhakti's Sarvartha, what called? Rasikranjan. Ramanuja Sampradaya. Ramanuja Sampradaya.
Yeah. The Ramanandis are an offshoot of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. Govinda Bhashyer Tahar Nija Krita Ekti Tikao Ache. There is a commentary on Govinda Bhashya written by himself. Also, Etad Batit Bhashya Pithak Name Ekhani Grantho Rachana Karen. Apart from this, he wrote a book named Bhashya Pithaka. Oi Grantha Siddhanta Ratna Name Prasiddhi Lab Koriyache. It has become famous as Siddhanta Ratna. Actually, this is an important book. Govi Pranda Prabhu once told me to study it, and he told me also that it can be independently studied. It is. It deals with certain objections from impersonalists and refutes them, various opposing arguments.
Individual study means?
It can be studied separately. It is supposed to be a supplement to Govinda Bhashya. Siddhanta Ratna ekti tika o bhashyakar rachana koriya chen. And he has written a commentary on Siddhanta Ratna also. Tahar rachita dashopanishad bhashya sakal guli pava na gyele o ishabhasir bhashya Koyati Sanskarane Vaishnav Shri Kara Kamal Bibhushito Kurite Che. Even though we cannot get all of the commentaries on the 10 Upanishads composed by him, his commentary on Ishavasya decorates the sacred hands of the Vaishnavas in certain editions. Siddhanta Darpan Namak Grantha, Prameya Ratnavali, Kavya Kaustubh Grantha, O Sahitya Kaumadi, Vyakaran Kaumadi Namak Grantha Samuha Tahar Pratitvir Parichai Dite Che. A book named Siddhanta Darpan. This has been translated and commented nicely. Prameya Ratnavali, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati commented on this. Kavya Kaustubha. This Kavya Kaustubha is written by Baladev Vidya Bhushan on the basis of Bharata Muni. Sahitya Kaumadi is another book. Vyakaran Kaumadi. This is a book on Panini and grammar. This has our Demian says that he has discovered this book.
Sure.
Vyakaran Kaumadi. Namak Grantha Samuha Tahar Pratitvaya Parishad Dite Che. All these books show his authorship.
What is unique? The name's unique findings?
He has... Now, apart from this, he has discovered more books.
Apart from this list. Hmm. How do you know they are originally attributed to Rupa?
Because... the handwriting of the scribe is the same, the language is similar, it is found in the same library where the other books are found. The books clearly say that they were written by Baladev Vidya Bhushan. They have similar Mangalacharan to the same worshipable deities. So many ways. some of these books appear to have been written specifically to specific audiences. Prabhupada said that the Goswamis, their primary audiences were they themselves. They would write one book for another Goswami. Primary audience. So Raghunath Das Goswami writes one book for Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami writes a book for Raghunath Das Goswami. Gopal Champo writes a book for some of the other Goswamis. Then, very interesting, Harinamamrita Vyakaran was written for one particular student of Jiva Goswami. He specifically says, for the happiness of this Gopal Das, I am writing this. May he be my friend in this life and in the next.
Gopal Das.
Bhashakar, Gopal Tapani Bhashya, Krishnanandini Tika, Chandak Kaustubha Bhashya, Laghubhagavatamrita Tika, Parbhurti, Anek Guli, Vyakha Grantha, Rakhiya Giyachin. The commentator has given various commentarial texts, such as his commentary on Gopal Tapani, his Krishnanandini Tika. Krishnanandini is what? Somehow it doesn't come to my mind. This is a commentary on what? I forgot. But anyway, he wrote a commentary on Chanda Kaustubha. Chanda Kaustubha is written by Radha Damodar Goswami. It is a description of various meters. Laghu Bhagavatamrita Tika. This is commentary on Rupa Goswami's Laghu Bhagavatamrita.
Is this available, Chanda Kaustubha? Yes. English?
Yes. Again, our friend Dimian is the one who published it, translated, published it. Tahar Rachita Srimad Bhagavate.
Chanda Kaustubha?
It's by Radha Damodar Goswami, his spiritual master.
About what?
Meters. Different types of meters.
You have that?
Yeah, I have it somewhere. Taha Rachita Srimad Bhagavatir Tika Amader Hastagata Hoy Nae.
Oh, Bhagavatir Devyasik.
The commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam written by him has not reached my hand.
Whole commentary.
But later on it came.
What?
His first canto commentary has been discovered, his 10th canto commentary has been discovered. His 10th canto commentary is super, super commentary. His 10th canto commentary. This is his first canto commentary.
Really? Only Sanskrit?
Of course.
The translation?
Who published it?
One Haridas, one later researcher. He discovered it. Tattasandarbhe tika o tahar alaukik panditya pratibhar parichay dite che. His commentary on Tattva Sandarbha also informs us of his scholarly genius, of his extraordinary scholarly genius. Jayadevir Chandralok Namak Alankar Granthir Tika Oshi Ruper Natak Chandrikar Tika Tini Rachana Kariya Chen. Yo, where do we get it from? If I get it, I'll print it.
What?
He has given a commentary on Jayadev's book on literary ornamentation called Chandraloka. Chandraloka is famous, but he's written a commentary on that. And he's written a commentary on Rupa Goswami's manual for writing dramas called Nataka Chandrika.
Who do you want to print that?
Of course. What do you mean, what do you want to print that? Everybody should know this and everybody should write more dramas following Rupa Goswami's instructions, no speculations. Prakrita Sahajik Sampraday, Jai Rup Shri Rupa Goswamir Anugata Jan, Parishai Diya, Acharya Shripa Jibir Charane, Aparath Punjo, Sanchai Koren, Adhunatan Kale, Jati Goswami Sampradayer Kotipoi Sahajiya, Chakravati Thakure Anugata Abhimane, Prakrita Sahajik Dharma Avalambane, Bhashakare Prati Nana Prakar, Avagga Suchak Bakko, Prayog Koriya, Nirayagami Hon. Just as the Prakrita Sahajiya Sampradaya considers itself to be follower of Sri Rupa Goswami, and they have accumulated several offences at the lotus feet of Sripad Jiva Goswami. Similarly, in modern times, the Jati Goswami Sampradaya, some of the Sahajiyas of the Jati Goswami Sampradaya, they consider themselves to be Chakravarti Thakur's followers. And entire, under the shelter of the religion of the Prakrita Sahajiyas, they commit various forms of, they insult the commentator through various insulting words, and in that way they go to hell. Jay Sokol Matichanna Shaukra Kulodbhut Brahman Bhru Yo Anid Anadhitya Dvijo Vedam Anyatra Kurute Shramam Sa Jivanneva Shudra Tum Ashugachati Sanvaya. A Smriti Vakya Gopan Kuriya Apana Dikke Brahman Bhru Sangai Prachalita Kurite Cheshta Kuren Taharai Bolia Thakin Je Brahman Bhruvetar Kule Vaishnu Acharya Janma Grahan विद्या भूषण आदि संज्ञा ग्रहण बा श्रुति आदि शास्त्र अध्ययन संभव ना है. दोस पीपल हु हैव टेकन बर्थ इन सेमिनल ब्राह्मण फैमिलीज एंड हु हैव लॉस्ट देयर इंटेलिजेंस हाइडिंग द स्टेटमेंट ऑफ द स्मृति, दिस इज स्पेसिफिकली मनुसंहिता, दैट ट्वाइस बॉर्न हु नॉट हैविंग स्टडीड द वेदर्स एंड हु एंडेवर्स हार्ड in other aspects, even while living, he quickly goes to the status of a Shudra along with his entire family. Having hidden this, they endeavor to propagate themselves as being Brahmanas. So they go on saying that those who are born in other families they say that it is impossible for Vaishnava Acharyas to be born in other families. It is also impossible for them to accept titles such as Vidya Bhushana, and it is also impossible for them to study Shruti and other such scriptures. Tahader Aitihya Gyaner Doridrata Nitanta Shochaniya. Their lack of historical knowledge is worthy of great lamentation. Vidyabhushan Mahashay E. A Kalpita Juktir Vibhanjankari. Sri Vidyabhushan Mahashay is the destroyer of this imagined false logic. Vritta Brahman Hoitei Shaukra Brahman Kul Udbhut Hoya Manvadi Prachalita Smartha Dharma Krahan Koren. What is Vritta Brahman? Vritta Brahman is a functioning Brahman. One who is a Brahman by actual activity.
Vritta Brahman.
Vritta Brahman. He commonly uses this. Then
he works inside the Vritta only.
No. The opposite of that is a Shaukra Brahman. One who is a seminal Brahman.
Why is it opposite?
Well, one might be not be functioning as a Brahmana even though he is born in a family that originally was functioning Brahmanas.
Can a Shukram never be?
Yeah, it can be. So it can be opposites, but it can be the same also. It is from the actual Brahmanas that those who are born in seminal Brahman families have accepted the Smartha Dharma as propagated in Manu and others, in the scriptures of Manu and others. Gita Shastra ei sakal matvader birodhi vritta barner pakkha grahan koriyachen.
What by accepting Manu's
identity? These people who are born in Brahman families, they have taken their teachings of following the Smritis as propagated in Manu Samhita and others from those who are actually functioning Brahmanas. So the Bhagavad Gita has taken the side of the Brahmanas, has taken the side of ascertaining the Varnas on the basis of their functioning, and it has destroyed these ideas. Mahabharater sthane sthane Srimad Bhagavat o tad anuga Goswami Grantha Agam Pramanya o Naradadi Pancharatra Ramarchan Chandrika Prabhriti Paddhati Granther Alochana Obhave Bangiya Smartakul Shrauta Pathir Antaray Hoya Dadaya Chilen. because of not having studied texts which appear in a few places in the Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Goswami Granthas in line with Srimad Bhagavatam, Agama Pramanya of Yamunacharya, the Pancharatra such as Narada Pancharatra, Ramarchana Chandrika and other such textbooks, manuals of worship, Bengali Smarthas, they were standing as obstacles for the pathway of the followers of the Shruti. Shri Thakur Narottam, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Haridas Thakur Prabhuti, Acharya Kul, Bahirmukh Akshajavadir, Tarka Patha, Kunjara Danta Bhagna Kuriya Diyachen. Shri Thakur Narottam, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Haridas Thakur and other such Acharyas, they have destroyed the tusks of the elephant of this pathway of Tarka, of those who are averse to devotional service and who simply are Akshajavadis. Now these are all, it is very highly loaded statement with a lot of unique expressions that he often uses. Bahirmukha means averse, and averse means averse to devotional service. Okay, Akshajavadi is the opposite of Adhokshajavadi. Adhokshajavadi means one who accepts the transcendence of the Supreme Lord and knowledge about Him coming only through the descending pathway. Akshajavadi refers to those who think they can understand the Supreme Transcendence through their own research. Tarkapatha is the opposite of Shrautapatha. Tarkapatha means simply through logical arguments you try to come to conclusions. Shrautapatha means the pathway of submissively hearing the Shruti. Shrautapantha bhakti patherei namantar. The pathway of the Shruti is just another name for the pathway of bhakti. Tarkapantha bahirmukhan nastik sampradayer vasana mule jata. Whereas the pathway of logic, that is born based on the desires of the community of atheists who are averse to the Supreme Lord.
I think if you want to publish this, then we need to have appendix where we explain like Tarkapantha or Tarkapantha.
No, probably you have to put footnotes and explain. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur means you have to give a lot of explanation.
Each word is a footnote.
He has only given introduction, he has given a conclusion for Bhagavad Gita, for Vidvodaranja, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. He didn't write anything else. Gita Pathak, Ehi Sakal, Alochana Kurile, Paramartha Sugam Pather, Pathik Hoite Pariben. If the reader of Bhagavad Gita discusses all of this, then he will become a traveler on the easy pathway of spirituality. Bhashyakare anagata Shri Uddhav Das ba Uddhav Das ba tad anaga Uddhav Das Shri Madhusudan o Shri Jagannath Das Paramahamsa Pather Patik Sutre Shuddha Bhakti Dharma Prachar Kuriya Chen Tahai Gaudiya Ganer Param Shraddhar Vishaye. The follower of the commentator, Shri Uddhav Das or Uddhav Das or his follower Uddhav Das, Shri Madhusudan and Shri Jagannath Das, they have preached Shuddha Bhakti Dharma as travelers on the pathway of the Paramahamsas. And the Gaudiya Vaishnava's supreme faith and respect lie in them. Shri Siddhanta Saraswati.
Prabhu, I think last time I asked you, I made it an error in them. Can you just open Baladev Deva Bhushan chapter 12, text 13, first few lines?
Baladev Vidya Bhushan?
Chapter 12, text 13.
Chapter 12, this is 11, 12. Text 13. Don't tell me you're going to discuss again that same.
No. I just want to know what he's saying.
Prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma is made so clear now. Once you engage in Shuddha Bhakti, then you have no Prarabdha karma. एवं एकांति भक्तान परिनिष्ठिताधीन अनेकांति भक्तान सनिष्ठांश्च तत् तत् साधन भेदैः उपवर्ण्य तेषां सर्व उपरंजकान गुणान विदधाति अद्वेष्टा इत्यादि सप्तभिः.
So
first of all he says that this is what 12.13, no?
Yeah.
Introduction to 12.13 actually. Having described the Ekanti Bhaktas, such as the Parinishthitas, as well as the non-Ekanti Bhaktas, who are the Swanishthas, according to their sadhanas, he now presents their qualities which attract everyone.
In seven verses
beginning Advaishta.
Okay. So next few lines are very good. Tell me what he said there.
Sarva Bhutanam Advaishta. He is Advaishta means he is Sarva Bhutanam Advaishta. He does not hate anyone. Does not hate any creature. Dvesham kurvatsu api teshu mat prarabdha anuguna paresha preritani amuni mahyam dvishanti iti dveshashunyaha. Even those who are inimical towards him,
okay,
he thinks that these people are inimical towards me because they are inspired by the Supreme Lord in accordance with my prarabdha.
Because they are inspired by the Supreme Lord.
They are impelled by the Supreme Lord in accordance with my prarabdha.
Ah, this is the question that I wanted to get. That's very clear. No.
And therefore, he has no hatred towards them.
Yes. So
now keep in mind, this applies even to the Swanishthas.
So he is saying, impelled by the Supreme, of course, here Padmara used the word, impelled by the, arranged by the Lord according to the prarabdha. Okay.
Arranged by the Supreme Lord in accordance with my own prarabdha
karma.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So, this is what Baldev Devushan is saying. That too, he is speaking about
All the three.
So, even when he sees an enemy, he thinks that this is the arrangement of the Lord in accordance with my
prarabdha
karma.
And I think Acharya Ramanuja also comments like this, no?
I don't know. Look at what Prabhupada is saying. The same thing is, commenting on the same thing. Coming again to the point of pure devotee service, the Lord is describing the transcendental qualifications of a pure devotee in these two verses. A pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstance, nor is he envious of anyone, nor does a devotee become his enemy's enemy.
Yes.
He thinks, this person is acting as my enemy according to my own past deeds. So it is better to suffer than to protest.
Yes.
Then he quotes the Tathya Arugam from
Sumakshiva.
Then he says, whenever a devotee is in distress or has fallen into difficulty, he thinks it is the Lord's mercy upon him.
Yes.
He thinks, thanks to my past mercy, I should suffer far, far greater than I am suffering now. So it is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that I am not getting all the punishment I am due. I am just getting a little by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So he is getting, it looks like, if you combine it together,
yeah,
he is getting a little of his prarabdha karma.
But that is also being done by the Lord.
He is the one who selects which portion of prarabdha karma should be given.
Yeah.
But the pool is the prarabdha karma.
Hey, if he wants, he can do something.
That is also there. Acharya Vishnu Chakra clearly says that the Lord can give distress outside of your karma also, just for special rectification.
He says that. The Prabhupada says also that. He says sometimes he takes away everything from.
Yes.
Him.
Yes. And he quotes that very same thing he quotes. Yes. Yes, Yahamanu Grihanami, that itself he quotes. So it is clear evidence that the Supreme Lord himself, without considering your karma, he gives you some distress by taking away some things. But that is, of course, his context is also pure devotees, pure sadhakas.
So here Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is talking, sorry. Adhiv Vishnu talked about even Swanishthas, no?
Yes. But they also want to attain love of Godhead now.
Yeah.
See, this is very, actually he is talking of very clear three categories. All three want to attain love of Godhead. Just that, you know, one of them wants to see a little bit of material happiness while making spiritual progress. So it looks like if we want to experience some material happiness while making spiritual progress, then you were put in this slow category.
But whatever it is, that it still says that according to Prabhupada's purport, it is not full Prarabdha Karma, you get something.
Ah, but that is also, Prabhupada is talking of pure devotees. Tattena Kampam is only this Parinishthita or the Nirapeksha type. See, another point that came to my mind, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says very clearly, from Pradhanibhuta Sadhana Bhakti, you attain Kevala Prema Bhakti.
Okay.
Now there is something called Kevala Sadhana Bhakti also. So it looks like from Pradhanibhuta Sadhana Bhakti, you attain Kevala Sadhana Bhakti, then Kevala Bhava Bhakti, then Kevala Prema Bhakti. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur stressed this, follow Pradhanibhuta Sadhana Bhakti and then come to Kevala Sadhana Bhakti. Move like that. In Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he goes into further detail. He says, even though Varnashrama Dharma may make things a little bit slow, he says it is better and it is safer, and he says that don't attempt somebody else's dharma. And he quotes that Bhagavad Gita verse. Swadharma and Paradharma, he says, Krishna says something.
Paradharma, Bhayavaha.
So he says that if you are not qualified for directly engaging in Kevala Sadhana Bhakti, just go through the process and you will eventually come to that point. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur definitely promotes Kevala Sadhana Bhakti. Kevala Sadhana Bhakti means, if you go by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's calculation, if you start increasing your chanting, Namashraya Bhakti, and you come to the point of chanting 3 lakhs of the holy names, then 16 hours goes in that. So, you know, I mean, it will be very unrealistic for a person to be a family man and chant 192 rounds every day, you know. 16 hours goes in that.
That teach me Brahmavastra. That's why he's laughing, that category is possible. That kind of family man.
It will be highly unrealistic. So it is not, that is not recommended. That is not recommended. Okay, we will continue on Wednesday.